Welcome to episode 542 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. Picture this, champagne in hand, dancing under the stars. Cruising during the holidays offers a unique opportunity to escape the hustle and bustle of the season at home and indulge in the ultimate floating celebration. This week, we want to tell you about an unforgettable New Year's Eve group cruise Sandy has set up on the Celebrity Beyond that promises to be an enchanting blend of festive fun, luxury, and breathtaking destinations. So let's get started. Tell us all about it, Sandy.
I'm so excited. We did this a couple of years ago, not this past New Year's, but the one before, did a group on a different cruise line, but just cruising on New Year's Eve is now our new favorite thing on New Year's Eve because nobody has to drive. Right? And you can just party the whole night and, you know, or
you don't have to drive.
Yeah. Nobody's got to drive. So it's all like so festive, so much fun. It was a really good time. So I'm looking forward to it. And we've got some friends coming with us, but we have room in our group. If people want to join us, we would love to have you.
Absolutely. So, and this is a great itinerary.
So I have I've not done St. Kitts and Nevis before, so
I have not either. So I can't wait.
Diving there is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I didn't actually even get to see any of the island because I was under it.
Oh.
Well, I might do a snorkel trip. I'm not certified to dive.
But. I can't. No. Diving.
It was Alex's very first dive, and I could hear her scream under the water because this giant turtle that was probably 4 feet across basically swam like right in between us.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I heard her scream underwater going, so yeah, it is awesome.
So you've been the other stops, right, though?
I have, but
okay.
St. Thomas is on here, and it's been a long time since I was, like 10 years since I was
really?
In St. Thomas. Yeah, 9 or 10 years. Yeah.
I was there. Yeah. We did a Thanksgiving cruise in 2023, one of our stops was St. Thomas, and I love Megan's Bay. That's probably one of my favorite. Yeah, that's a great place.
When I was there, so I've actually been there twice. One time I did a scuba diving thing, Donna. Mm-hmm. It was like an intro to scuba excursion, and that was really cool because I ended up being the only person on it. So it was like
was that at Coral World?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it was because we walked in off the beach. It wasn't like out on a boat. We just walked in from the shore. And it was pretty cool. I really liked it. But then the other time I went was, we did the zip lines. So I don't think I'm gonna do the zip lines again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in this stage of life where everywhere I went, I wanted to do zip lines. I'm kind of over that now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have to, but.
So those of you that are listening that are potentially interested in sailing, there's lots of stuff to do in all of these destinations. Like for instance, St. Thomas, you can just, if you want, you can take a taxi over to Megan's Bay. You can also do an excursion over there, like through the cruise line where it offers transportation, rum tastings, like historic like walks where they do like walking tours and sky ride.
Yeah, that's like the thing that goes up like the side of the mountain. Yeah.
Kind of like a
gondola.
I was gonna say gondola, but I wasn't sure if that was that would be cool. So there's lots of different opportunities. And then in St. Kitts and Nevis, they've got like fortresses. Mm-hmm. If you're like into history and stuff.
The scenic railway looks intriguing to me. I don't think I've ever seen a railway, like a train on an island.
You know? I haven't in the Caribbean.
It's not, It's not what you think it is.
Oh, well, really?
Tell us, what is it? Curious minds want to know.
It's kind of like the trains that you have at the zoo.
Really?
Okay. It was for basically
like a tram.
Carrying, it so was like really a tram because a tram. It was for carrying the sugar cane down the mountain.
Okay.
To the rum distillery. So it was a working train track, and so they converted it, and now it's more of a tourist thing. But yeah, it's more like a tram.
Okay.
So I actually am really interested in one of the excursions that might take you over to Nevis, because it's very close, you know. Mm-hmm. So they have several options.
Yes.
That you can go snorkeling over there or just do like some kind of boat thing, and they have beach breaks and things. I know Amy had talked about it because she did these islands with Windstar a couple of a little while ago. So on one of our previous episodes.
And then you have one other port.
Yes. Puerto Plata,
yep.
Yeah.
Now that's actually, I went there a couple of years ago and did a tasting tour. So we started out doing the Juana Mama, you know, the rum or the hooch tasting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we went over to a rum distillery and had lunch. And then we also, and finished out with a chocolate, or we went for hot chocolate. And then we went over to a chocolate factory.
Ooh,
so it was all about food. It was amazing. Ooh.
That's like cool. That.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of like foodie type options. They do have a manatee reserve there.
I was just seeing that.
Looks cool. Because I really think it would be. I mean, I know you're not supposed to touch them and stuff, but I just want to hug them. You know,
I know. They're so cute. They're so snuggly.
Just so like the baby hippopotami.
I know, right? Yeah. But I think the manatees are probably a little nicer. You probably wouldn't.
Yes, you do not want to mess with hippos.
Yeah.
So do you paddleboard and kayak with the manatee?
Yeah. So manatee? That's what the picture looked like. It's a reserve that you go through. If it's anything like Florida, you can't disturb them or touch them. I mean,
right.
You know,
but you can just kind of calmly just kind of,
I mean, I would be in the kayak, not the stand up paddleboard. Like if I was on a stand up paddleboard and I saw a manatee, I would be like, I'd get knocked over, you know, like I don't know how people do those stand-up paddleboards.
My sister can
very
do
very carefully.
My sister can do a headstand on a paddleboard.
Yeah, that's the kind of people I'm talking about, or people who have their dog on there with them. And I'm like, I mean, I've done it. I did it one time. It was a long time ago, but I did fall off. And so I just have this, like, I don't know how people do all that. I don't.
Now, I love it. I do it. I don't stand on my head, but I do thoroughly enjoy paddleboarding. It's a lot of fun.
I feel like one of those things would bump into me and I would be in well, then I'd be hugging it, you know.
You'd be in the drink.
Like, yeah. Well, see, that might be your chance to hug it. You'd be like, I fell over right on top of this little guy. And I just held on to him so I wouldn't drown. See, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. I think so.
Or if you're not into that, like, that'd be a cool waterfall hike.
Yeah,
would be fun.
Have you heard of the one there? It's like I forget what the falls are called, but basically you hike up to the top and then you slide down several different waterfalls on your way down.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, so it might be fun for you.
Maybe a bruised tush later, but I don't know.
It's like 10 years ago, this is all stuff I would have loved to do. And now I'm just like, I don't need to do that.
I need to be able to walk tomorrow.
Tour. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually, there's like the downtown area is pretty close to the port too.
It is. Yes. Yeah.
So you can walk down there.
And you can walk, and there's a really neat cathedral that you can walk into, and there's some little shops and things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like a pink street.
Or like yes. That's where the chocolate, that's where the hot chocolate is.
Ah, nice.
And the coffee shop. So.
Yeah.
So
some cool stops. Yeah, lots of fun stuff. So let's talk about the ship a little bit so people kind of know. Yeah. Let's get them pumped for the ship, because
this ship is gorgeous. And this itinerary has 3 days at sea, which is cool because you get
and it's a good size ship too. So lots of time to really explore the ship and enjoy all the ship offers, because, I mean, seriously, there's a magic carpet.
Yeah. So the magic carpet is that big orange thing you see sticking off the side of the ship that goes all the way up to the pool deck. And then it is a restaurant. It's a bar. it can be the tender dock at some of the ports. So
it is a multifunctional space.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. I didn't actually, you know, we did have a drink up there when I was on the cruise in September, but I didn't do the dining. I think it's like a specialty dining.
Right. You so do that. An upcharge, but
yeah. But this ship, one of the things I loved about this ship was the like running trail, because you know how a lot of times you have to go around like 12 times to do a mile whatever. Right. Or it's just not that much space. But this one is really cool. It does like this figure eight around two decks. So it really does like the entire ship. It's really cool.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
And it's got like an incline and stuff. So if you really want to work out, you know. And it's got, they have these hot tubs that look like big champagne glasses. I mean,
I sat in those. And you can see my butt from the floor, from, you know, several stories down.
The people running by, like, I can see everything.
So maybe wear a full coverage suit. I don't know. If you don't want everyone to see everything.
Yeah.
Full coverage suit, maybe.
It's a gorgeous ship, though. I love this ship. It's so pretty. And all these Edge Class ships have some kind of, like, signature sculpture thing, and this one has a really cool elephant right in front of the pool. It's really pretty. The rooftop garden.
Say they have a really rooftop garden. That's really cool.
Yeah.
They also have the glass blowing up there.
Well, they didn't have it on this ship. They had it on the one we were on Connection. But it's
they had
a much
on the Equinox.
I thought they had it on the Beyond.
Yeah, because while we were all working, my husband was sitting up there watching them do the glass blowing and hanging out on the lawn. It blows my mind that they get grass to grow on these ships, you know, out in the
ocean
elements. At the middle of the ocean, like out. I don't know. It's crazy. It's really cool though.
This rooftop garden is cool too, because it has a lot of places to sit up there and a lot of big couches that would be perfect for a group, you know? So when we're all hanging out together, we can all like sit around and have drinks and stuff. But that's also close to where the sunset bar is, that bar that's on the aft of the ship. Mm-hmm. And this one is like a couple stories. So it's really great space. It's really nice.
Do they do like live music or movies or stuff up?
They do have
an area.
Yeah, they do have a movie screen on the rooftop bar. Okay. The rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Garden area.
Yeah.
So I did not go up there and watch a movie, but maybe this time I will.
Yeah. Maybe you should.
I know.
You've got 3C days.
I know. We could do all that stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Lots of time. What is Eden?
Oh, Eden is
a really cool space.
It's a really cool, like, three-story space on the back of the ship, and it is very multifunctional. It's a specialty dining area. Mm-hmm. It is also a really cool bar, and they do have like singers and, you know, performers back there. But then they do like a nighttime show too, which was a little late for me and I missed it, but apparently it's like acrobatics and people swinging from like, you know, trapezes, you know, that come down out of the ceiling. But it's gorgeous. The dinner was fantastic and the drinks were amazing. Very nice craft cocktails in there.
You might have been able to make the show, what, about maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, my God. Well, this time I swear I'll do it. I'll do it because I'm definitely staying up to midnight at least one of the nights, right?
Well, you have to at least once.
I know.
Because remember, you don't have to drive. So
yeah, exactly.
There's no excuses.
I can just get on that time. You know, like I'll just start sleeping later while I'm there. They also have, you know, they did a silent disco, Anna, which I know you're a big fan of.
So. Yes. I love silent disco. Yeah. So much fun.
I know. It's really cool.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun.
And lots of good specialty dining on this ship, too.
Yes. So. Looks really cool.
Now, I really like, honestly, just the regular dining room, because there's four dining rooms, and they all have different themes. Mm-hmm. They've got a basic menu that's the same in all four of them, but because they're themed differently, they also have they have the theming for that restaurant. So the French restaurant has French cuisine, and then you've got a Mediterranean, which has got the mm-hmm. Mediterranean cuisine. You've got an American, which is more steaks and chicken and things like that. And then
the Italian
is the last one. Yep. And I ate in the French one and the Italian, and oh my gosh, the French, yep. I was so just going, oh. So, with every bite.
Yeah. One of the people in our group really liked the dessert from one of the restaurants. And when she mentioned it to the server, he went to that other restaurant and got it for her. So,
really, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're all very close. I think they even share kitchens, you know? So, right. It's really nice, but it's got Le Petit Chef. Did you guys do that whenever we were on the?
I heard about it though. I did it
on another sail, a different ship. But yes, it's a really interesting concept. I would highly recommend that you Google it and like watch the YouTubes of it, because there's nothing else like it.
Yeah, it's like a projected show where this little guy is making your meal, and then they put the food down, and it's like what he made, you know. But I've done it twice now, and my husband is like, yeah, we're doing that, so I'll be doing it a third time.
There you go. But
luckily the food is really good, and it's a super cute show. It's really cute. But they also have a chef's table. They've got I don't know if it's special to this sailing. I think that it might be, because I don't remember there being so many tasting menus for some of the specialty dining. Mm-hmm. And then they also have, the steakhouse has like a special New Year's Eve meal, which is $150 a person. And I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But
it's,
I don't know.
It's probably a lot of wine pairings pairings.
The wine pairing is a little more. It's like an optional add-on, it said. But definitely want to do at least a couple of nights of some specialty dining, because it's so good. It's really good.
Yeah.
And I remember the shows being really good on that too. So I'm just excited to show my friends the ship. I really liked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really liked it.
What kind of cabin are y'all staying in?
We are in an infinite veranda.
Okay.
So that's the one that has... it's not like a balcony that you walk out on. It's got this area of your cabin that you can go stand in, and then you can kind of put the window down.
Yeah,
it's almost like a sunroom.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, I really like that, because I stayed in one of those on a different cruise line. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice because, you know, you can lower, depending on, I mean, no matter what the weather is, you know, it's an indoor space, so you can lower the glass. Am I describing that correctly?
It
comes down like from the top, and it lowers. And so, like, even if it's raining, or, you know, the weather's not great, or
the humidity's too high,
you can sit in that really comfortable space. There's seating there, and you can still have kind of like that outdoor feel. I really liked it. I thought it was a really neat. I like that feature that they're.
Yeah, and it closes off too. So, like, if my husband wants to sit in the dark on the balcony, like he likes to do while I'm falling asleep, you know, I shut that thing, and he can just sit out there for however, you know.
Or sometimes we use it because I was traveling with a couple of other agents, so we would use that area. Like, I mean, you know, if you need to change your clothing or something like that, it gives a nice area of privacy if you're traveling with someone that's not. You know,
giving a show to all the people on the outside.
As long as you're not in port, it's usually not a problem.
Yeah, you're at sea. The only, it's just the sea creatures. It's not a big deal.
The dolphins will see you, but that's
about it. But that is, you know, nice to have that space. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I'm excited. We also have some concierge cabins in our in our group space as well. And with celebrity, whenever... If you want to get a quote from me, that the group quote is going to include the classic drink package and the Wi-Fi, the regular Wi-Fi. I will say that I upgraded the drink package, but it was only like $15 per person per day to do it. It's not a big expense, but if you don't care about that, then you'll have the classic drink package with your group rate. And the group rates are really good right now, because I blocked them off a while ago, so
snagged them early to get all of you that super low price.
Yeah. I mean, it's a holiday sailing. It's going to be fantastic. So absolutely. I'm really excited. Yeah.
And they'll still have all the Christmas stuff up too.
I know. Caribbean Christmas.
So that'll be really pretty.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I do too.
So any other, anything else you want us to know about?
I mean,
about how we can book into this amazing group.
Yeah. Just get in touch with me. Actually, you can get in touch with any of your favorite Outlander travel agents. They can all book into the group.
We will make sure that you get onto this amazing sailing with Sandy and her group. So yeah, reach out to any of your...
So it's my email is sandy@outlandertravel.com, but it's basically anybody's first name at Outlander Travel, or you can go to our website and you'll see like the About Us page. You can find your favorite agent. And just tell me you want to sail with me.
We'll be happy to get you on there with Sandy.
Yeah. And it's out of Miami too, so
which is not a bad place to be during the holidays either.
I am all about South Beach, so I'm excited. Yeah,
yeah. Well, what I like about that too, though, is because that's kind of something we ran into with our Thanksgiving cruise was the holidays, so the flights were pretty steep for us. Yeah. So we were actually able to just. It's a haul. I mean, I'm in North Carolina, so it's a bit of a haul.
I have driven to Miami.
But we drove to Miami because the flights were just.
Yeah, I've did that.
A little more than what we wanted to pay, given that it was the holidays.
When I did that, as soon as I got to Miami, I was like, all right, you guys, we're taking 2 days to drive back. So, because I'm really a control freak and I don't want anyone else to drive. Well, it was with my kids and. They were all old enough to drive, but I didn't want to let them. So, it was good. Yeah, it's not a bad drive.
See, I take a nap in the back seat and let everybody else kind of take over.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'll do it on the way down, but on the way up, on the way back, it's like, yeah, you guys can drive.
Well, I plan to be flying. Chris will not want to drive that far. So,
yeah. It's not the best drive in the world, but at least it is doable if,
it's not bad.
If you're wanting to book and flights are standing in your way, hop in the car and drive it.
Well, yeah, depending on where you're coming from.
Yes, absolutely. I know our listeners are all over, but
So I'd love definitely for people don't to join
miss
us.
It. Yes, I, don't miss
I think,
it.
I think you guys should come too.
I know. I need to find my husband on board. He would.
No driving.
We'll have to see if the mother-in-law wants to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Well, reach out to any of us and we'll be happy to get you on the ship. And that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.